Today we're going to be talking a lot about whether or not you're justified for your opinions. Yeah. Proverbs every day. We're going to be going over Proverbs 21 today. But let me have a quick little prayer for you. Father God, we come before you and we ask you to cleanse our hearts, cleanse ourselves. We all have sins that we have committed, whether they be malicious or not. And Father, we ask that you would cleanse us from these. And Father, we do ask that today you would bless us with your glory and your presence and your wisdom today, that we might see what it is we need to be seeing, what is revealed, whether it's highlighted by me or not, whatever is to be important in our lives, that you would bring that up to us, that you would send Holy Spirit to us to interpret for that. Father, we do love you and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Here we go. All right, gang, Proverbs 21 in the modern English version. King's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and the rivers of water, he turns it into any place he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. This is actually kind of a key. We have to realize that whether we like to admit it or not, we tend to have our own thoughts about how we are and our justifications for various things. Actually, one of the skill sets I think that Western culture has gotten really, really, really good at is making excuses for things. And so that's basically what this is saying, well, people make excuses for why they're justified and whatever. Oh, I was traumatized as a child. Oh, I just needed to find a way to cope, or, you know, I grew up poor, or, you know, whatever. Just a number of things that are meant to justify laziness, that are meant to justify infidelity, that are meant to justify being just a jerk, whatever that is. But the Lord weighs hearts. So it's ultimately God that knows whether or not you are in the right place or not. So it's not going to be anything you can show or make excuses for. Character is character, period. Verse 3, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A high look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenty, but everyone who is hasty, but of everyone who is hasty only to want. Huh. I actually like that. It's a good notion. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenty. In other words, you ain't got time for all that drama. But at the same time, it is one of those things where you're being very purposeful about your time. And again, as my wife recently discovered about the my position on the disc assessment that I'm very much a C personality, which is very much like that whole wanting things to be ordered and this sort of thing. And so diligence comes naturally to me, but it can also mean that I overthink things too. And so that's a discussion we were having over our lunch today, actually, was around how I tend to do that and how I need to stop. but at the same time, everyone who is hasty has thoughts of only want. And so there's a counterpoint there. So one, find that midpoint. But I think in this particular case, this is one of those where really that diligence really is important. Verse 6, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is vanity tossed back and forth by those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do justice. The way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Brawling woman, that's a new one. Usually it's contentious. Verse 10. The soul of the wicked desires evil, and his neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. When the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous man wisely considers the house of the wicked, but God overthrows the wicked for their wickedness. Whoever shuts his ears at the cry of the poor, he will also cry himself, but will not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, but a concealed bribe, strong wrath. It is joy to just do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. The man who wanders out of the way of understanding will remain in the congregation of the dead. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked will be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. Verse 17 we've talked about a lot before, so I'll skip it for today. But yeah. Verse 19, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. He who follows after righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and casts down the strength of its confidence. Whoever guards his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from trouble. Proud and haughty, scorner is his name, who deals in proud wrath. The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all the day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. I think that's supposed to be with this other one here. But anyway, The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with a wicked intent? A false witness will perish, but a man who listens will speak forever. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he directs his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. That just happened. Oh my gosh. No wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Yeah. Verse 31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but the victory is of the Lord. Which is, you know, commonly quoted one, but sometimes misunderstood, that it doesn't mean we shouldn't be prepared. It just means we need to give credit where credit's due, that it's ultimately the God that empowers us in those ways. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, gang, I'm blown away by just things in the world right now. And, I just, when the more we study wisdom, the more when I see the utter lack of it being legislated and that sort of thing, it is unreal. What is going on in my home state, or my former home state that I've disowned at this point, of Colorado, is, it's one of those things where if you would have told me just 5 years ago that this was going to be possible, I wouldn't have even believed you. Like, there's no way that people can be put in jail for words they speak, much less omissions and calling someone by the wrong name, even accidentally. I mean, there is a lot of praying we need to do for our nation, and specifically for the residents of Colorado, that they either, you know, it's fight or flight time. I think it's one of those things where these laws have to be stood up against. You know, that there needs to be lawsuits, there needs to be campaigns against them. You know, this is not okay. And it's not my place anymore. I'm not a resident. I'll just be praying for them, and I'll lend any support I can. But yeah, it's a crazy thing to see. And you know, it's just when the majority has to bow to the minority with very little true definitions of what is actually consistent. It's a sad thing, sad day. And so, you know, there would have been other ways to do this, even that I probably would have been supportive of, but to mandate it in the way they did, with the penalties that they're putting forward and the methodologies to literally separate children from their parents, is just, I can't see it any other way than enemy movement. There's no other way to explain it. There's no way that I can read anything in scripture that supports what they're doing. Not a single thing, not a chance. So, I mean, I can't stay silent on it. And, for those of you that live in states like Tennessee, like myself, be ready. These battles are coming. But remember, the horse is prepared against the day of the battle, but the victory is of the Lord. And so we have, there's battles we might win and battles we might lose, but ultimately I've seen the end. I've seen how the book ends. Spoiler alert, God wins. So be prepared. The battle's coming. And on that cheery note, I'll let you guys go. All right. Do be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. I do love you guys, and I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Bye now.
Gone. The walls, they crumble, the ground, it shakes, but the Lord